Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. 800-531-3815. Toll free coast to coast. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. My website is www.jbsba.com. Could not celebrate our sixth anniversary week without Elise Bennett. Elise has been a steadfast supporter and an abiding resource for us for now for over 5 years. Elise is the director of Creative Marketing and Management, which is a Hoboken, New Jersey-based consulting firm. She is one of the smartest people I know on website usability. She wrote the book on self-promotion online, literally. She wrote the book on designing websites for every audience, literally. She's our good friend. Elise, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you back.
It's 5 years. I just can't believe it's 5 years.
Well, it's been over 5 years since you were on the show the first time, August 27th, 1998. We're like baseball. We keep these records. but yeah, you've been a big part of helping us get to this milestone of 6 years, and on behalf of my audience and for all the time you've given us and all the outstanding information that you provided us, we thank you.
You're welcome.
What is it that we need to know today? What's the news today that you think that's the most important?
Well, last month we talked about email marketing, which is something that I am advocating very strongly despite the fact that people hate spam and get a lot of spam. And so you asked me to talk about email filtering and how not to be perceived as a spammer when you do your email marketing.
Exactly. Folks, this is I'm with Elise. I encourage you to reach out and touch your customers by email, but there is a way to do it where you can. There is a protocol, there is a system, there is a method, a best practice to use to do this, and I won't lie to you, it is in this day and age of spam just coming out our ears, it can be frustrating, can it, Elise?
Yeah, I mean, it can be frustrating as a recipient and as a sender.
As a recipient of email that I want, it's frustrating because we have to wade through the spam and to make sure we don't lose the stuff we want to keep.
That's right, and a lot of people do.
Right.
Actually.
Oh, yeah,
anyway.
They do. Even if you've got a good spam filter, sometimes it catches the wrong stuff, and you still have to go through your spam file to make sure that something, you know, from something that you wanted to get doesn't, you know, I have people who emailed me and say, you know, I accidentally threw your newsletter away with the spam, and I realized I hadn't read it. Would you please send it to me again? Which we do.
Okay,
but that
goes to the first point, then, that I want to make, which is that in order to kind of do email marketing successfully, you have to do it on a very consistent basis.
Right.
So that even if someone misses a message or accidentally deletes a message or loses a message, they still know they're going to get another one from you soon.
Mm-hmm. We just sent our, 2 days ago, we sent our 209th consecutive, always on Sunday, except I think for one day when the server was down or something, we sent it on Monday. Newsletter, 209 consecutive. Mm-hmm. And people know that if it's Sunday, the Small Business Advocate newsletter will be in their inbox.
Mm-hmm. It's important because people, you know, they don't have time to read everything, but if they know they're going to get something consistently from you, then they won't worry about it and they'll trust that you'll come again. And part of the problem is that people, you know, have great intentions to create a regular email newsletter and do one issue and then don't do any more.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the services I've been offering lately a lot is helping people create the content on an ongoing basis for their email newsletters, and that seems to help.
Mm-hmm. That's really an important thing. There are really, I guess, three major components Elise, in doing this successfully, first you got to have the addresses right, and you got to harvest them properly. Meaning the people gave you the email and said it's okay to send. They've got to opt in, right?
Right.
And I guess
say yes, I want it.
And the second one is to build the newsletter with the content, which is what you were just talking about, which you want to come back to. And then the third one is the literal distribution system and mechanism and software and all the different steps there are, and there can be a number of them depending on how, and the bigger your list is, the more complicated it is. But those are the three steps that I know about. Are there any others that you can think of?
Well, there are little tricks you can do. I actually have an email filtering checklist for email list managers that focuses on a couple different things, like the subject line, what's the best subject line, so it's not perceived as spam, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It is all about content, how you distribute it, and who you distribute it to.
Right. Well, and let's go back to the content for a minute, because I think, you know, all the other stuff is just a process. I mean, getting the names, that's just getting your organization to collect those, and the distribution part. I mean, that's just a process that needs to go through. The really tricky part is the creative part, and that's where the content comes in, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you really have to create content that will be brief. That's really important. Useful and as personal as possible.
All right. Now, when you say personal as possible, what do you mean by that?
I mean two things. Well, the main thing is that it comes through an actual person's voice. So if you're the owner of a company, then the email newsletter is written from you. Mm-hmm. Because it's a personal email that people seem to want to read. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, someone's voice that has a specific tone and quality and attitude and perspective that people, you know, kind of like listening to stories.
Well, and you can
do it.
And it's sort of, on the one hand, I think of it as just the tone of the writing is familiar, and it's like you're having a conversation with the people. But one of the things that I think you have to be careful about, Elise, is that you don't make it so self-referential that you use I every third word. Hold on to that thought. I'm going to let you respond to that right after these messages. It's 20 after. We'll be right back with our good friend Elise Benin, the author of Designing Websites for Every Audience. And when we come back, we're going to give her website out, which is a very important one that I want you to know about. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
We're back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, celebrating 6 years on the air with our good friend Elise Benin. Elise is the author of Designing Websites for Every Audience and Self-Promotion Online, which is an outstanding book. And Elise, I want you to give us your website, please.
ArtOfSelfPromotion.com.
ArtOfSelfPromotion.com. What do we find when we get there?
Lots of articles about self-promotion, and I have a really good links page with all kinds of resources for online and offline marketing.
All right, and check that out. That's all free. And if you wanted to, if you need somebody to help you put your best foot forward online in a number of different ways, whether it be email marketing or usability of your website or metrics, you know, keeping up with the with how your traffic is evolving, then Elise can help you with that. And Elise, you want to tell us how we can contact you, please?
I'll give you my phone number.
Okay, do that.
201-653-0783.
Or they can email you from the website there, too, can't they?
Yes.
Okay. What about now, do you want to make that book offer? Are you prepared to do that right now?
Sure, definitely.
All right, Elise is going to make our audience a special offer. Elise, go ahead.
So self-promotion online is usually $29.95 when you buy it in the store, and I'm offering it for $10 plus $250 shipping and handling.
Wow. That's a 67% discount.
Yeah.
I've got the book in front of me, folks. It's outstanding. It's not only very, you know, filled with good stuff. It's a beautiful book, and it's actually like a coffee table book that you can use. And so check that out at artofselfpromotion.com. At least I was talking about the content, and I said, you know, we were talking about trying to write in a way that is you know, that's familiar, that makes people feel like you're talking to them, that you're not, you know, that you're not writing some kind of a textbook. But at the same time, I think you need to be careful, as I said earlier, I think you got to be careful not to make it so self-referential that it, you know, it sounds like you're writing your grandmother or something.
Right, and that's where useful comes in, mm-hmm. that you have to create useful content, because if you are writing about, not yourself, but in your voice, about things that will be of interest and of use to your clients and prospects, then that's the ideal combination.
Right. And it's okay to say, oh, you know, folks, this is, I found it to be a good idea to do this and this and this. That's okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or here's what I'm doing for one customer and it's working for them, or here are the results of something that we did for another customer.
Or if your organization, if you have any kind of an organization at all, you know, if you've got more than one or two people, then use we. Use the pronoun we instead of say we found this and we found that, and that sort of gives your organization the impression of being a little bit bigger.
Mm-hmm. But then the other point that I have to make is that it has to be brief. Because if people see that there's a whole bunch of stuff they're going to have to read, they're going to put it somewhere else and probably not get to it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one. I send out quick online marketing tips every 2 weeks, and that's the one comment I get back from people all the time is, I love your newsletter because I can read it, and
mm-hmm.
it's short.
Mm-hmm.
So
well,
that's
and,
really
and especially sent, and this is perfect for people who merchants and small businesses who are sending things out like this. The key to regularity of these things is to have enough information. And if you put everything that you know in the first one, you got nothing to say the next time.
That's
so
true.
So clip it up a little bit. It doesn't hurt anything to have a series of these. To next week I'll be talking to you about the next step in this process.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
What are you helping? I know you said you were helping your clients now with content.
Right.
How would they work with you on that?
Well, most people just don't know what to put in their newsletter. So I begin by brainstorming ideas with them about the kind of content their customers and prospects would be interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And then I do the research to find it and write it in the format that's easy to read in an email newsletter.
Now, do you ultimately wean them off of you, so to speak? Do you fledge them, or is this something that you would help them with, you know, indefinitely?
It could go either way. Most of my clients, I'm doing it for them,
right?
And they don't want to have anything to do with it.
I see.
They just want to say, yes, that looks good, send it out.
Okay.
But if they want to do it, I can also, yeah, actually, there are a couple people in my marketing mentor program who I'm teaching how to do this mm-hmm. for themselves.
The good thing about this, folks, at least now, if nothing else, at least now you know a person who will actually do your website, your email newsletter for you if you want to, or she'll help you. And there are a lot of people out there. Elise is the best one I know of, but there are other people out there, and maybe somebody in your hometown or whatever who can do that. The main thing is to stay in front of your customers by email, and do it in the proper way, right, Elise?
Definitely.
Yeah. Give us your website one more time.
artofselfpromotion.com.
Elise, thank you for being here for all this time. Thank you for your time and your information.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Thanks. Elise Benin, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back real soon. Quick break. I'll be right back with our good friend Karen Kerrigan. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. It's 29 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.